We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, it's Jay Stu and Water Raven still here at the Kitchener Comic Con.
Hi!
And glad we get to finally chat with a guy I've been talking to on Facebook for a few years. He's Stark Reality. He's got a fantastic Iron Man suit. We have Brian with us. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. How are you? It's great to finally actually see you and talk to you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we met briefly in Cambridge last year.
Yeah.
And how's your day been here?
It's been busy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been busy. I've been up since about 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I walked here.
Wow. Okay. So, and we've been walking around this whole convention looking for you. Like, have you seen Iron Man? Anybody? No? Okay.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess the big question is, when did you first start cosplaying?
Oh, it would have been 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Toronto Comic Con. I was in a Mark 6 made out of entirely craft foam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that was an awesome costume until a drunk friend of mine hugged me and wrecked it.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, that sucks.
Okay, because I was drunk too.
Oh, then it worked out.
Yeah, it was Tony Stark, right?
Hey, man.
I love you, man.
I love you, man. It's okay, man.
How long did it take you to put this particular suit together?
This one took 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually Frankenstein of sorts.
Okay.
Do tell.
I usually ask people what parts are from the suit that you think it's from. So they're like, oh, Mark 7. I'm like, okay, what parts are Mark 7? Parts are Mark 3. Parts are Mark,
yeah,
you know.
Way over my head. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh,
I love Superfan, so I love actually like testing him out.
Okay.
It's kind of fun.
Very nice. Now, I know you have other cosplays as well. You were Hawkeye, I believe.
Yep, Hawkeye. Yep, love doing the Hawkeye.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. And that's how we met Jen, so.
Yep.
Your mutual love of Hawkeye.
I love
there she
Katie
is,
Kate.
By the way.
I love Katie Kate. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very cool. Now, we do a segment on the show called the Geek Survey.
Okay.
Wondering if we could ask you a couple questions off.
Sure.
All right. Jeez, what's a good one?
You can do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna give you Danielle's favorite Geek Survey question. If you could have three fictional guests over for dinner, who would they be?
Okay, Tony Stark to pay for the meal.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be fancy.
Yep. Yep. Let's see, Spider-Man, because he doesn't really eat a lot, he doesn't have a lot of money. Right. I'd like to bring him into that.
Cheap.
I know, right? And then I'm going to say Hulk to clean it up, because he just leaves an empty mess there.
Oh, very cool. Well, that being said, I got to ask you, what are your thoughts on Stark being in the Spider-Man movie?
It's encouraged.
Okay.
It adds a different dynamic, and it actually, everyone already knows Spider-Man. They've seen enough movies about Spider-Man,
yeah.
And they had a really, really good relationship and dynamic being built up in the last movie.
Okay.
So actually expanding on that and pulling him into the movie for the new Homecoming movie is definitely a good call on their behalf.
I actually completely agree. We were having a conversation, I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but, you know, we've seen Spider-Man over and over again in high school, and, you know, it's like, here he is, starting up again, here he is, starting up again, but finally, like, yeah, he's still in high school, okay, but now we've got, like, you're seeing a different dynamic, we're going in a different direction.
People know him.
Yeah.
Right? People are already aware of who he is, and that's all they need.
Yeah.
And he's the most popular character, actually, in comic books.
Yeah.
He makes more money than Batman, Iron Man, the Avengers all put together.
Wow.
Right? And that's actually, I think they've got that on paper, too.
Did you know that, Jay? I mean, you're the comic
book. I knew he was up there. I knew he was way up there.
He's the most well-known, most profitable character ever. And that's why Sony didn't want to let him go. Then they realized that, hey, you know what? We're not doing it right.
Do you have any other cosplays you're working on for the future?
Well, tomorrow I'm bringing my Blastoise.
Oh, cool.
I'm working on Cooler from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
I love that because I actually get to be a villain and cause all sorts of explosions, and it's all a lot of fun. And my daughter's actually getting a Princess Frigett costume that kind of accent that.
Oh, cool.
Yep, so we're going to be doing that at Costume Con.
Oh, right on.
Yep.
Right on. Very cool.
I love family cosplays. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do your friends and family think of the whole your whole cosplay experience?
They don't talk to me anymore.
Oh, all right.
I'm joking.
I had to make new friends.
They encourage it.
Oh, very cool.
Finally, I have an outlet for all my artistic stuff and having fun. Yeah, it's actually definitely made life a lot more fun and enjoyable.
Oh, very
meeting
cool.
Lots of awesome people like you guys.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And the fans,
man.
I love the fans too.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't like my head to get big, but
it's okay.
Yeah, sometimes it does. That's why I have two helmets here. One for when it gets too big.
It's okay, man.
It's not just water retention, right?
Well, your cosplays are very awesome, so let the head get big. What I say. It was cool we finally got to talk to you, man. And like I said to you on...
I love your show, so
thanks,
I'm always,
man.
Like, popping on there.
Like I said on Facebook the other day, you are seen in the Heroes Manufactured film.
Yeah, I didn't even know that until you told me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's they do a whole segment on Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few scenes of you. There's one big close-up of my big head in the in the picture.
Yeah, we're all like, oh, geez, head. Oh, nice.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you're running Alfonso at a show or something, I'm sure he's going to put it out on DVD. And
oh, yeah, I'm going to run into him soon anyway. So I got to talk to him, got some plans. He wants to use a couple prints for some things. So
oh, okay.
I just
got to
get permission from some photographers and then send him off prints.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Where on social media can people go check out your stuff?
Stark Reality Cosplay.
Okay.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, it's all Stark Reality Cosplay.
Okay. Tumblr, would you?
I don't go down the Tumblr.
That's the one you're always trying to get.
It's a rabbit hole,
yeah.
It's a rabbit hole,
yeah.
It's a whole different world on Tumblr.
As my Cherie will attest to, she definitely falls down that rabbit hole all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, again, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Hope you have a great rest of this
wonderful
time.
Awesome to finally get to have this talk. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks, man. We'll look forward to seeing more cosplay from you.
Another interview some other time.
Oh, for sure.
There we go.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.